Well, it's good to see all of you and normally our normal daily parishioners at Mass, again with our students. Praise God, our teachers, principal. We get to be together once again at Mass. Now, do you know that I gave your teachers homework?
Yes.
I did, which was awesome. And our principal. I was joking about they should give me a book report. But I just really like this book. That it was actually one of the best in my experience of reading about education. Now, we heard today, of course, really we're at Mass mostly to worship God, to think about Jesus, learn about the Holy Spirit, learn of the ways we're called to serve. So I want to share a little bit about this book, and I want to share a couple of thoughts quick, and then I want to ask the kids your thoughts about it. Right? So I'll prep you. And teachers, please don't tell the kids and prep them and put them in their brains and put them in their brain. They'll get this. Alright, so this book is called Beauty in the Word: Rethinking the Foundations of Education. Now, so I gave them the book to all of our teachers, our principal. And it's just a way to think about kind of outside of the box of today in our society and our culture around the country about what education is having and what's going on and what we have done for centuries. And so it's just one thought and it's always good to think and read and learn more about what we can do. And I'm curious what the teachers too, when you read that. Again, this isn't the the final test. This is what we're doing. No, just good ideas. Good ideas. So, one of the things that I really enjoyed in reading this book is learning every type of things we have at school, at church. Right? Now that. Start thinking your brains on this one. And I also told you some of that on our half-day retreat on November 1st, All Saints. So I remember we were talking some of that, so maybe you could help. So I'm gonna start with the kindergartners, and then I'm gonna ask some questions to you guys and gals. Okay? You guys got this. So our kindergartners. One subject that I think might be the easiest way of thinking at church is art. Right? That's one of our subjects. Praise God, it's one that we can do that. What do you see in art in our church? The windows. The windows. A big part because most people for many centuries couldn't read. There's people in the world today that can't read. Well, they see an art like that, they can learn from beauty what's going on. Yep, pretty nice. Yeah, geez, point to this, a statue, right? That's why we have statues too. It's an image, it's not the worship of the statues. It's a good image for us to think about. Well, that's one image of Jesus in art. Last one. The painting. Which ones? Those ones. Are they the ones that goes around the whole church? Is that what you're pointing to? The Stations of the Cross? Same thing. You can see. Well, they're kind of painted. That's a good question. I don't know that much art, but it's beautiful. You actually start on this side, and we'll be doing this in Lent. It's a story of the cross of Jesus Christ. It's awesome. All right, good. So art. That's one thing. And every time we're at church and praying, those are the things we can look at and think about and pray. We're learning there. All right, let's go. Let's first and second graders. Let's think of a couple things to think of for you. Let's think about history and reading. When we go to Mass, we have that. What do you think? The Bible. Yeah, we're hearing some history there, right? Now, it might not be like the history of 21st century people, that everything is the exact date, the exact time. But yes, we do have history in the Bible. What about, and okay, what else do you think? So reading, history, what do you think? Who read today? Did you?
No.
Did somebody? Yeah, it was Pat. Thank you, Pat, for reading. You are hearing with your ears from the Bible. What do you do at school all the time? What do you think? What do you do with things like this? Yeah. You learn. Go ahead.
Read.
Right? Read. What do you think the priest is doing most of the Mass? Right? We have our readers for the Bible. I read. And I read in the prayers through, it's called the Roman Missal. And that's most of the rest of the Mass after we give our intercessions. All right, let's go to the third and fourth graders. Tell me about science and math. What do you think of math and science in church, when we come to church? And I got them challenging her as each different grades. We chatted about some of this when we met together. Ethan, what do you think? Science or math? In the Roman... What's that? The Roman numerals. The top of the numbers on the stages of the cross. Math right there. In a different language. How they do it different than us. Yes, that is math. It's also reading, it's also art. Good one. What do you think? Carly, what do you think? The Bible. Good question. What do you think about science or math in the Bible? Chapters and verses. Huh. Perfect. Yes. That didn't just come out there, begin there at the beginning. It took centuries later that actually people used chapters and verses. Nice work. All right, fifth graders. I'll give you a wide open. Which one? Something. History. Math, art, reading, study. Science, okay? Science, the body and blood of Christ. Boy, that's a going into a deep one on that one. Yes, I think that's correct. Well, it's also metaphysical, which is very deep. But yeah, I mean, basically people are taking. People have learned somewhere to grow wheat, to have science and other art part of humanity, to be able to cook bread, to ferment wine, to bring it for us to offer that as a sacrifice. And that's why people bring it to the front. Good one. Let's have one last one.
See, I love when I hear your thoughts because they're brilliant. Yep.
Reading?
Yeah, reading.
I think reading is amazing. I think reading is the best book to read is the Bible. We hear it every time we go to Mass. And what I want to say at the end of this homily, notice the harmony of this time that we have together. Can you imagine if I just stopped at one point or I just started just walking away from the altar, running laps, and instead of doing Mass, I was running around, or I just left, or, you know, if I wanted to, I don't know, just started painting things in the middle of church when we're worshiping. Sounds a little crazy, doesn't it? Yeah, we're in harmony with each other to worship to God. And so in this book, that's one of the things I loved was that, and I recommend anybody to read this, it's a great book, how the basis of education is God, is Jesus. So please stand and we'll offer our intercession.